local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
All right, right off the top here on a Wednesday, Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. We're going to be all those three things right now here, as we do have, if you missed it at the very top of the hour, situation in Santa Rosa County right now where Florida Highway Patrol, Sheriff's Office, multiple agencies over I-10, the Blackwater Bridge. About 2 hours and a half ago or so, there was an accident at the bridge involving a male driver. FHP trooper comes up behind him with the lights on to check things out. That driver gets out of the car, jumps the bridge into the river. Since then, there has been search and rescue efforts ongoing. So this is, of course, with the investigation there, with the search and really, at this point, it's being described as a recovery mission. With all that, very heavy slowdowns on I-10 westbound that we have been seeing now since then, and they have gotten progressively more backed up here. So the situation is this: as you're in the car right now, perhaps heading towards Santa Rosa County, either from Okaloosa or Escambia County, I-10 in the westbound lanes, for sure. From the Blackwater River all the way back now behind and past 87 in the westbound lanes, very slow moving. And, of course, that also includes Highway 90 as, you know, folks diverting themselves to perhaps think it may be a bit quicker. But so far that does not appear to be the case. So westbound traffic very, very heavy right now as we come on the air. And eastbound I-10, as you're approaching the Blackwater River, you're obviously going to encounter some slowdowns, although not nearly as drastic as the westbound lanes are right now. So that is how we start this show today, and we are certainly keeping our eye on it as, again, multiple agencies involved in a recovery mission right now after a male driver got into an accident at the bridge, and then apparently, reportedly, to evade law enforcement, jumped into the Blackwater River. So that is the situation right now. Of course, we'll have more on it with traffic, and of course, throughout the show this afternoon. Also, here in our top three stories, President Biden's top campaign advisors will meet with Senate Democrats on Thursday. As continues to see growing concern about Biden's candidacy, here's Lisa Taylor.
Senior advisors Mike Donilon, Steve Ricchetti, and Biden campaign chair Jen O'Malley Dillon will join a special caucus lunch meeting at the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. The meeting comes after Democratic Senators John Tester, Sherrod Brown, and Michael Bennett have said they think Biden will lose to Donald Trump in the general election and hurt the party's chances of holding the Senate. Tester and Brown are two of the most vulnerable Senate Democrats. A handful of House Democrats, meanwhile, have called on Biden to drop out of the race. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Also, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett becoming the first Senate Democrat to publicly acknowledge his belief that President Biden cannot win in November. He spoke with CNN saying during a private meeting that Biden cannot beat former President Trump. He said that polling shows Trump on track to win potentially by a landslide. Also, ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas resuming today. The militant group says those talks in Qatar could be threatened by a renewed Israeli offensive in the Gaza Strip this week that left nearly 30 dead in an Israeli airstrike on a tent city that was set up for displaced Palestinians. Israeli forces are pushing deeper into parts of Gaza City where residents say soldiers are searching door to door and shelling homes as well. To look at our top three stories, Austin has traffic and weather before today's History of the Blues.
Thank you very much, Joe. Alrighty, so yes, as Joe said just a few minutes ago, the two biggest spots on the roads causing trouble right now are going to be I-10 if you're traveling westbound, and Highway 90 traveling westbound. Both of those areas are heavily backed up to and just a little bit past Highway 87. Beyond that, we've got some very heavy backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. We appear to have some construction in that area that could be playing a role in that. Also, it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Very backed up past Windhaven Beach there. Also, we've got some slightly worse congestion than normal on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound towards University Parkway. Also, if you're traveling either east or west towards Pensacola Boulevard, there doesn't appear to be any accident reports in that area, though. However, if you are traveling on Cervantes, this is going to be if you are traveling eastbound coming from East Street. We do have some minor backups there, and there is an accident report in that area, though it was reported in the westbound lane. Nonetheless, be on the lookout for that. As for your weather, let's see. It's high 80s here in Pensacola, knocking on the door 90, and of course, heat index has it feeling hotter. There's going to be a very slight chance of storms tonight. Hopefully, it shouldn't develop into anything too severe, if anything at all. And your low for tonight is going to be 77 degrees. That's your traffic and weather together, and today's History of the Blue Angels is brought to you by the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation.
During winter training at El Centro in February of 1987, the Blue Angels would lose their first F-A-18 Hornet. Lieutenant Commander Dave Anderson was flying his No. 5 plane on a routine practice flight when he experienced a double-engine flameout, a rare and often fatal occurrence in which both of a plane's engines simultaneously shut down. But Anderson managed to eject from the plane safely and was not injured. 2 months later, the Blue Angels flew their first public performance in the new F-A-18s at the Marine Corps Air Station, Yuma, Arizona. It was during the 1990 season at an air show in Grand Forks, North Dakota, that the Blue Angels flew their 3,000th public flight demonstration. The 1992 season saw the Blue Angels fly to Europe for the fourth time in history. But this was a European tour like no other had been, because these naval aviators would perform air shows in countries they previously would have visited only under combat conditions. With the fall of the Iron Curtain, the Blue Angels were invited to fly in the formerly communist bloc nations of Russia, Romania, and Bulgaria. As the team crossed over into Russian airspace, they were met by MiG fighter jets and escorted to Kubinka Air Force Base outside Moscow. According to the pilots, the highlight of their trip came in the days preceding the air show in Moscow. Both Russian pilots and the Blue Angel pilots participated in exchange flights where the Russians were taken up in the F-A-18s and the Blue Angels were taken up in Russian fighter jets. It was the first time any American pilot had flown a Russian jet in the skies over Moscow. And though flying in the back seat, the Blue Angels were given control of the stick and got the chance to actually pilot the Russian jets. It was an experience these aviators would never forget. Other European countries visited on this tour were Sweden, Finland, Spain, Italy, and the United Kingdom. More than 1 million people turned out to see the Blue Angels during this 4-week tour of Europe. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, I'm retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go mach speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Remember the moments in the giant screen theater and capture it all in the flight deck store. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org to plan your visit today.
Is flying with the Blue Angels any more dangerous than flying elsewhere in the Navy? Find out in the next edition of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
With the continued growing cost of medical insurance, there is one place you can always turn for affordable health care, and that is ProHealth Labs and Medical Care. With 7 locations on the Panhandle, including Gulf Breeze, Pensacola, and Milton, ProHealth always accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. ProHealth is self-pay, with office visits starting at $77. Employers, did you know that ProHealth is the largest occupational health and workforce solutions on the Gulf Coast? To find out more or to make an appointment, go to ProHealthFL.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Marcus Point Baptist Church is excited to present the 2024 Sportsman's Night Out. Join us as we hear from Rick Burgess of the Rick and Bubba Show and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker. It all happens at the Pensacola Bay Center on August 8th at 6:30 p.m. You could win amazing prizes like a new camper from Carpenter's Campers, a Kubota side-by-side from Coastal Machinery Company, and even more from sponsors like Builders First Source and Florida Air Conditioning and Heating. Tickets are only $10 and on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Get yours before they're gone.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz is building his political career in Washington. But according to a sworn statement, back in Florida, Gaetz is partying with young girls and illegal drugs.
One woman specifically saying that she was paid to have sex with the congressman.
Money, drugs, and sex. With the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9. At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10. Swan Capital at 1. Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
All right, 422 here at News Radio Pensacola. Joe and Austin with you on Pensacola right now. And right now, traffic, the big story of the day today, especially in Santa Rosa County. If you are just checking in with us, FHP reporting that a driver intentionally struck the Blackwater River Bridge on I-10. And then after a trooper came up behind them, got out of the car, jumped off the bridge into the river. This happened around 2:15, and since then it's been a search and recovery mission with multiple agencies involved. So we are seeing extraordinarily heavy traffic westbound on I-10, and then as a byproduct of that also 90 westbound as well. So that's the story there. We've also gotten a few texts coming in with some other issues. Fairfield and Pace Boulevard, an accident there. Also, Cervantes eastbound with a wreck there that has a lane blocked near downtown. So there's a few issues, some much more severe than others. But that's the main story right now here as we press on. Just a couple minutes away from another traffic hit, we will get our state headlines out of the way. Parkland mass shooter Nicholas Cruz is donating his brain to science as part of a civil settlement. Cruz, of course, murdered 17 students and faculty members at Stoneman Douglas High School 4 years ago. An attorney for one of the victims who was shot five times proposed the unique stipulation, telling Fox News Digital, quote, "I figured if scientists studied his brain, they might be able to figure out what created this monster."
And a Citizens Property Insurance Board of Governors met today to discuss business, and members are not happy that the insurer of last resort is also in the secondary home insurance market in Florida. Also, the board is proposing an increase for personal wind insurance, which can range from 15% to 50% for homeowners. Still, Citizens Property Insurance continues adding policies, topping over $1.2 million.
A recent cyber attack against the Florida Department of Health is resulting in families having a hard time getting death certificates. Right now, funeral home operators have to fill out a stack of forms for every certificate they process, and many families say they can't get answers.
It was just a phone call. We called the same number over and over and over and over and over again until somebody answered, and they said, we can't make a comment on that.
State Morticians Association says it hopes the malfunction is short-term, but until it's resolved, this is the way the entire state has to conduct business.
And attorneys for suspended Hillsborough State Attorney Andrew Warren have filed a motion with a federal appeals court asking for action in a case that could lead to his reinstatement. More from Reed Shepard.
Warren's attorneys have filed a motion to issue mandate with the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, citing months of inaction in the case. At the center of it all, U.S. District Judge Robert Hinkle in Tallahassee, who initially ruled that Governor DeSantis violated the First Amendment and the Florida Constitution when he suspended Warren in August of 2022. Hinkle, however, said he lacked the authority to reinstate Warren to his post, but the appellate court later ruled that Hinkle does have that authority. Not much has happened, though, since the first of the year. Warren says there is no legitimate reason for the delay. Reed Shepard, Tampa.
Alrighty, just past 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, of course, as Joe's been reporting on, our two biggest issues are going to be I-10 traveling westbound and Highway 90 traveling westbound towards Blackwater River. Both of those spots are going to have you backed up past Highway 87 at this point because of that search and rescue going on. Also, we did have some backups on Fairfield Drive near Pace Boulevard, and there was an accident report on Cervantes just east of E Street, causing some minor backups in that area there. On top of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Windhaven Beach. We've got a lot of congestion there, but then it's going to die down before ramping up a bit as you approach Highway 87, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of those several big hitters, though, there doesn't appear to be too much that's going to hold you up for overly long.
Scattered thunderstorms are in the forecast all the way through the weekend. Not a total washout every day, but every day there is a chance for rain. That rain chance runs at about 50%. It'll be hot. It'll be humid. Highs will be in the low 90s, but with the humidity, it will feel hotter. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 4:27 now, taking a look at some of our national headlines today. Still no word on who Donald Trump will pick as his running mate. Kevin Cabrera, Florida State Director of Trump's re-election campaign from 2020, says that an announcement is imminent with the convention 5 days away.
President Trump has said he has made his decision. He just hasn't decided when he's going to tell the rest of us yet.
During his rally in Doral last night, Trump challenged Biden to a no-holds-barred debate with no moderators. Biden has not yet responded. Probably won't. I know that Rubio spoke last night. Senator Rick Scott was there, so that's not surprising at all. It seemed to be some little bit of teasing or playing to the crowd as far as Trump goes, with saying, "Oh, I think they all expect me to announce Marco tonight," or just something like that. But I don't know. It kind of makes me think that he's going to go in a different direction, but who knows?
No, I mean, yeah, you're very much, you could very much be right there. A lawyer for Bob Menendez says that prosecutors have no proof in the New Jersey senator's corruption trial as they continue closing arguments today. Adam Fee told jurors that there's no direct evidence that the veteran Democrat solicited or received $150,000 in gold bars or $480,000 in cash found in Menendez's home in 2022 during an FBI raid. Menendez is accused of selling his office to help several New Jersey businessmen secure deals with Qatar and Egypt. Fee blamed Menendez's wife, claiming that she acted on her own.
Thousands of California is getting a raise today as the minimum wage for fast food workers went from $16 an hour to $20. Experts say it's still too early to determine the long-term impact of the wage hike on fast food restaurants, but some business owners say they may be forced to raise prices and freeze hiring.
And the remnants of Beryl is heading to the northeast, bringing the potential of tornadoes and flash floods. The former hurricane is moving into parts of Pennsylvania, New York, and New England this afternoon. Meanwhile, over 1.5 million customers are still dealing with power outages in Texas 2 days after it made landfall.
A bipartisan group of senators wants to bar members of Congress and other elected officials from trading stocks while in office. The legislation is led by Missouri Republican Josh Hawley and Michigan Democrat Gary Peters, who would prohibit lawmakers from buying stocks 90 days after the bill is enacted. Hawley said the legislation would stop members from profiting from insider knowledge. I agree with that.
I was about to say, I can see a lot of people getting in on that.
Can I jump in? An email from FHP just in to the newsroom. The body of the male subject who jumped off the bridge on I-10 in Santa Rosa County has been found and recovered. So that just in, of course, still seeing very heavy traffic westbound I-10 and 90 trying to get over the Blackwater River.
I'm Tom Graham. NATO members are making new commitments at this week's summit in Washington. The goal is, in part, to boost military aid for war-torn Ukraine.
All 32 NATO allies are pledging to increase their own domestic defense production.
This new pledge sends an unmistakable message to the world.
President Biden warned Russia's defense industry is on a wartime footing and being helped by China, Iran, and North Korea.
Fox's Jared Halpern, a heat wave gripping much of California is not helping as California Governor Gavin Newsom warns it's going to be a busy wildfire season.
We're already experiencing a disproportionately high number of acres burned.
Crews currently battling California's largest wildfire so far this season. A blaze raging in Santa Barbara has burned at least 19,000 acres. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of credit card giants Visa and MasterCard were mostly drawing buy ratings from Wall Street analysts. Those analysts with Bank of America, however, breaking from the pack today as they downgraded both payment technology stocks to neutral, according to the Wall Street Journal. Regulatory developments could make it a long road for Visa and MasterCard to recognize additional pricing benefits, according to BOA's Jason Kupferberg. Virgin Galactic is one step closer to its newest spaceship. The space tourism company is announcing it's finished building a new manufacturing facility in Phoenix, where it plans to assemble its Delta spacecraft next year. Virgin Galactic says it remains on track to restart flights into outer space in 2026. A ticket to space aboard Delta will cost you roughly $600,000. U.S. stocks finished today higher. The Dow Jones gained 429 points, while the NASDAQ was in record territory, up more than 200. That's Your Money Now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
This is Zach Galbo, the sports minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. We're 52 days away from Georgia kicking off its football season against Clemson. Expectations are once again sky high for the Bulldogs, who have won two out of the last three national championships and are currently the odds-on favorite to win it all this season. We'll see if Georgia can make it three natties in 4 years, but right now I'm going to place my money on Georgia's quarterback Carson Beck to take home at least one trophy, and that's the Heisman at plus 800. I'm Zach Galbo.
Looking for a way to elevate your engine's performance? Start with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. It provides faster oil flow for hot and cold temperature protection in the harshest driving conditions. Regular use can help your engine run cleaner and longer by defending against sludge and buildup, improving overall engine performance and fuel efficiency while increasing the time between oil changes. Make the switch without slowing down. Feed your ride Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wave Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to wavemenshealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. Wavemenshealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Got this in pocket, gunpowder. I'm gonna use it. Intention. I'm feeling mental. Gonna make you notice.
I think I play that song as often as I do because I always forget the name of it. Either way, that's Brass in Pocket by the Pretenders. I'm saying that so I remember it, not you. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather, and it's a much-needed check. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at the roads here, of course, the story so far this hour and probably going forward this evening are going to be both I-10 and Highway 90. This is if you're traveling westbound on both roads towards Blackwater River. You're going to be backed up past Highway 87 on both because of a search and rescue, which, Joe, you said right before the Fox News break, we did get a result on, correct?
Yes, the body was recovered. Again, FHP is saying at around 2:15 this afternoon, a male driver intentionally collided into the bridge, and then as a trooper came up behind him, got out of the car, and then jumped off the bridge into the river. His body has been found as of about 8 minutes ago.
All righty, thank you. Also, on top of that, as far as how the roads are looking, we've got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. It appears that we do have some minor backups, or at least did, if you were traveling southbound on Navy Boulevard. That's if you were passing Highway 98. It looks like there is still some congestion in that area that's slightly worse than usual. Same can be said with downtown Pensacola, actually. If you are traveling, this is going to be on Chase Street, just east of 9th Avenue. We've got some backups there if you're traveling towards Three Mile Bridge. Speaking of Three Mile Bridge, if you're heading into Gulf Breeze and traveling down the parkway towards Tiger Point, we've got some heavy backups traveling eastbound there. And the same can be said for Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach, and then a bit more as you approach Highway 87. So outside of those several spots, though, there doesn't appear to be too much on the roads currently that's going to hold you up for overly long.
All right, thank you. Looking at our weather, here's Alan.
Scattered thunderstorms are in the forecast all the way through the weekend. Not a total washout every day, but every day there is a chance for rain. That rain chance runs at about 50%. It'll be hot. It'll be humid. Highs will be in the low 90s, but with the humidity, it will feel hotter. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Austin, a lot going on in sports today.
Yes, that is true. We actually just recently added to the headlines, I can see. All right, so we had the Wimbledon quarterfinals. Novak Djokovic, he's on to the semis, or semis, and he didn't even have to break a sweat. His quarterfinal opponent, Alex de Minaur, had to withdraw due to injury. Meanwhile, in the other quarterfinal, American Taylor Fritz is taking on Lorenzo Musetti. On the women's side, 4-seed Elena Rybakina defeated 21-seed Alina Svitolina in straight sets. 31-seed Barbara Krejcikova.
Sure.
Upset 13-seed Yelena Ostapenko. And we're just now getting an update here that Lorenzo Musetti defeated American Taylor Fritz. Okay, thank you for that. Also, in the Euro semifinal, Game 2, England is on to the Euro 2024 final following a thrilling 2-1 win over the Netherlands. They were able to score the winning goal in the 90th minute and will now take on Spain in Sunday's final. And speaking of soccer, multiple reports say that the U.S. men's national team coach Greg Berhalter has been fired. This comes after a disappointing performance in the Copa America tournament, or America. How would you say it?
America? I would pronounce...
That was a joke for my generation. That's how...
Oh, is it?
On Drake and Josh, that's how Drake said South America. Copa America tournament, where the U.S. was unable to get out of the group stage. I forgot about our age gap, Joe. Sorry about that. Of course, the next coach will have the responsibility of taking over the team 2 years before we host the 2026 World Cup. So I'm sure whoever that coach is going to be is not sweating bullets at all. For MLB, we've got some action tonight. Let's see. It's going to be Rays versus Yankees at 5:50 and also Dodgers at Phillies. That's going to be at 6. The latter of those two games is going to be on ESPN. We'll give score updates on those in hour 3. Then it's going to be Marlins at Astros at 7:10 and Braves at Diamondbacks at 8:40. You can catch that Braves game on ESPN Plus tonight. And then we've got several headlines here very quickly. Tampa Bay Rays shortstop Wander Franco has been formally charged in the Dominican Republic with sexual exploitation and abuse against a minor. That's according to ESPN. An investigation of Franco has been going on since July 10th of last year when a complaint was filed against the All-Star for alleged sexual relations with a 14-year-old girl. The 23-year-old is on administrative leave and has not played since August 12th of last year. And then in the NBA, Kawhi Leonard, no longer on the U.S. men's Olympic basketball roster. In a statement, the team said that Leonard had been ramping up to get ready for the Olympics and felt ready to compete. However, it said that Kawhi respects that USA Basketball and his team, the LA Clippers, determined it's for the better if he spends the summer getting ready for the NBA season. Derek White from the Boston Celtics will take his roster spot. So very shocking news there. Derek White, great player, obviously very experienced, but Kawhi Leonard's going to be a big loss, especially defensively, I'm sure. And then speaking of high-level athletes, the cover athletes for NBA 2K25 have been revealed. There are going to be 3 athletes displayed among 4 covers. So we've got Jason Tatum. He's going to be the sole athlete on the Standard Edition. We've got Asia Wilson. She's going to be the sole athlete on the WNBA Edition. Then those 2 athletes are going to share the spotlight on the All-Star Edition. And 2B Hall of Famer Vince Carter will appropriately take the Hall of Fame Edition. This is the first year where an NBA and WNBA star will share a 2K cover. I got to tell you, Joe, if this was going to happen any year, it would have to be this year with how much increased buzz there is surrounding the women's league.
Absolutely. And would not expect it to take long before Caitlin Clark is on the cover.
Yeah, so. And that's the thing. Honestly, I think what would be pretty cool is if they were to do something like with the young WNBA stars, put Clark and Reese on together. I think that would be very unifying and with this rivalry that social media is trying to force. I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, it could be. Or it would be, yes. Kawhi, that surprise you, really? Because, I mean, he's kind of, ever since winning the title for your Raptors, he's been a little hit or miss when it comes to his availability.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. He's he had a very questionable injury departure with San Antonio, and then he's kind of like the face of this whole load management thing that the NBA is trying to crack down on. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know why he would, you know, be reportedly ramping up for the Olympics and then have the others make calls, like the Clippers and the team itself, yeah, or whatever, say, hey, listen, we just think you'd be better off. If that's true, if there's truth to that, I feel for him. I hope this is not a cop-out. I hope he's not lying. That would really stink. Yeah. Not very patriotic of him.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. 4:45 here. Get another check of the roads and weather. Austin, still busy.
Yes, very much so. Once again, it's going to be Highway 90 and I-10. If you're traveling westbound on either road towards Blackwater River, we've still got very heavy backups. And even though we have seen a conclusion to the search and rescue situation, the congestion has only increased on I-10. You are backed up well past Highway 87 at this time. Also have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Maybe some on, let's see here. This is going to be Navy Boulevard just north of Highway 98. It doesn't appear to be any traffic incidents there, just nonetheless some backups to look out for. Also some increased backups on Chase Street. This is downtown. If you are traveling just east of 9th Avenue, we do have some backups there as well. Then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87. Outside of those spots, though, hopefully there's not too much that's getting too backed up at this time.
All right. Weather is, Alan's got that here.
The weather for the rest of this week and into the weekend calls for basically a typical summer pattern for the area. Look for a pop-up shower or storm each day. Our rain chance is around 50%. And of course, it will be hot and humid, high temps mainly in the low 90s. But with the humidity, those heat index values will be well up into the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Looking at some health, business, and science notes today, 1 in 3 Americans reportedly have a side hustle to keep up with the rising cost of living.
About 1 in 3 Americans have a side hustle, 36%. And that's about double what we saw back in 2017.
All right, I'm not going to play that clip again after I literally just say that.
Well, I thought it was funny just to hear side hustle in such a professional environment.
Yeah. Bankrate says that... according to researchers, people say that their side hustles are making them about $900 a month. Many millennials and Gen Zers are embracing freelance work, with the majority saying their side hustles aren't just for the financial benefit, but a way for them to continue with a passion or hobby. Austin, you have any side hustles?
I mean, I've been doing like the blogging for years now, but that hardly brings me any money for me to call it a side hustle, especially as far as cost of living.
It's just a hobby. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have no cost of living.
Yeah. No. Since I live with my parents still, you are correct. I do not have a cost of living, but I'm
do it as much as you can,
but I'm saving up towards it though. So that's what matters.
This is new.
That does not mean I have active plans.
Breaking news here on News Radio Pensacola. Austin's looking to move out.
No, that's not what that means. But what I mean is, like, I'm saving up money, you know, because I'm going to need money down the road.
Right.
Around 400,000 BMWs are being recalled in the U.S. over potentially faulty airbags. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said today that the recall is part of ongoing concerns for years over faulty inflators that could cause the airbags to explode. The recall includes 3-series sedans made between 2006 and 2011 and 3-series sports wagons made between 2006 and 2012.
Google is planning to make its dark web monitoring service free to every Google account holder later this month. Google One subscribers have already had access to the service for a year now. Google says the move reflects a dedication to help users protect their online presence, monitoring for dark web leaks of things like phone numbers, addresses, and stolen account information. Mm. You know, every time I hear the phrase dark web,
right?
I asked, how do you get to it? Do you Google, I would like to be taken to the dark web, please? Or...
Yeah, I think it's like, I think there's like gateway sites that lead to it, like sites that you know you probably shouldn't be on. Like they're like, you know, sinister sites, I think.
Okay.
Because like that's the thing, you'll see like, like graphic videos, they'll say, oh, yeah, this can still be found on the web. It's like, no, you got to dig deep for that, you know, and you probably got to be in the know to find some sites where like there's anything graphic or explicit.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know, but we're good boys. We're not in that.
Even if I wanted to, I wouldn't know how to access the dark web. And I suppose that's why they call it the dark web. But yeah, I don't know how to, even what that means.
Yeah, I understand. You don't know how to, you're not in the know. It's okay. Just some quick pop culture notes here. Opening statements are underway in Alec Baldwin's trial on charges of involuntary manslaughter. Jury selection took place on Tuesday. This comes after a Santa Fe judge ruled on Monday that evidence related to Baldwin's role as a producer for the film Rust will not be used in the case against the actor. Baldwin was rehearsing with a prop gun on set in New Mexico when it went off, firing a live round and killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins back in 2021. He faces 18 months in jail if convicted.
Shrek is returning to the big screen. DreamWorks Animation announced that Shrek 5 is currently in development, with the July 2026 release currently set. Original Shrek stars Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy, and Cameron Diaz are all confirmed to return.
I would hope so.
Your excitement level of Shrek 5?
Not very high for two reasons. One, I don't go to the movies a lot. But two, I don't think I've ever sat and watched Shrek from beginning to end.
I haven't either, to be honest. I haven't seen any of them. Now, I know enough about Shrek to know what he looks like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I had, back when I was a freshman in college, I had a girl that I was semi-interested in. We were hanging out a little bit.
She's like, I love Shrek.
She told me that I reminded her of Shrek.
Oh, pack it up, man.
And I was like, excuse me? And she said, no, like the human version.
Oh, okay, okay.
And like, I was like, okay, well, I only know of the ogre, so I need to look up what the human guy looks like.
He just looks like a
normal dude.
Because
apparently this came out in Shrek 2 or 3, which I hadn't. And I looked at, I was like, okay.
I see.
All right. I gotcha. Yeah. That's not as offensive as it was. So, all right. 4:51, we'll take a break there, taking a look at our top three stories, wacky stories and good news. We got a lot going on there as well coming up next.
Like sports, music, computers, or animals?
So do children who are awaiting adoption.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support throughout the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. There are now over 150,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. However, less than 1,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I am proud to say that I have been board-certified since 1993. If you need help with any injury case, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at BuySellCannell.com.
That's BuySellCannell.com.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Be sure to tune in to News Radio Pensacola on Friday at 2 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m. to listen to the narration of the Blue Angels Fly on Pensacola Beach.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. All right, so we still have some very heavy backups. If you are traveling westbound on Highway 90 towards Blackwater River and on I-10 towards Blackwater River, those backups are going to have you backed up to Highway 87. That's if you're on Highway 90. On I-10, you're going to be backed up well past Highway 87 at this point. Neither of those areas show any indication that they're going to be slowing down, or rather picking up anytime soon. Also on Highway 90, if you are traveling eastbound towards Glover Lane, this is going to be just past Avalon Boulevard. We do have some backups developing in that area as well. Then it's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Highway 98 and southbound towards 98 as well. Got some backups going both ways there. Also, Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive is developing some of its typical evening traffic. And then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87.
The weather for the rest of this week and into the weekend calls for basically a typical summer pattern for the area. Look for a pop-up shower or storm each day. Our rain chance is around 50%. And, of course, it will be hot and humid, high temps mainly in the low 90s. But with the humidity, those heat index values will be well up into the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Recapping our top stories today, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett becoming the first Senate Democrat to publicly acknowledge his belief that President Biden cannot win in November. Also, President Biden's top campaign advisors will be meeting with Senate Democrats tomorrow, as, of course, with growing concern over his candidacy and ability to do the job. Ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas resuming today, though Hamas says those talks could be threatened by a renewed Israeli offensive that reportedly included an airstrike that left nearly 30 dead on a tent city set up for displaced Palestinians. So, again, that's our top three stories here locally. Of course, traffic is still very much the focus. If you're just tuning in, I-10 westbound at the Blackwater River, there was at around 2:15 this afternoon an incident where FHP says that a black male subject intentionally collided into the bridge, then got out of his car, jumped off the bridge into the Blackwater River. At about 4:30, we got notice that his body was recovered. So, of course, with the investigation still ongoing there, we are still seeing heavy slowdowns there, both on I-10 West and Highway 90. Right now. But that's, of course, the big story here locally this hour and beyond. Switching gears here, lighter stuff in the news that caught our attention. Austin, a few animal stories today. A man facing charges in China after authorities caught him trying to smuggle more than 100 live snakes into the country in his pants. Customs officials say that they caught the man trying to cross into mainland China from Hong Kong. He reportedly had 6 canvas bags strapped to his legs filled with live snakes of various varieties.
Oh, man, after your own heart, huh?
Absolutely.
I can see you doing something like that. Not to be outdone, a man in Ohio was arrested after a series of break-ins, including one at Petland. When police tracked down Matthew Pancake in a nearby parking lot, they discovered that he had 4 hamsters in his pants. Cops say that he also broke into a restaurant, Famous Footwear, and was seen on camera wearing leopard print PJs.
Oh, okay. It's a man after your own heart.
Yeah, the typical criminal attire.
Yeah. Police came to the rescue in Minneapolis after somebody left their boa constrictor in the backseat of a rideshare car.
What?
Yeah, cops were called after the driver. Turns around and just sees a boa constrictor hanging out in their back seat. Video posted to the department's Facebook page shows an officer holding the slithery suspect, believed to be somebody's pet. They were not able to reach the owner. But no officers, drivers, passengers, or snakes were harmed, thank God.
Yeah, that's good. And officials at Yosemite National Park have a message for visitors. Stop leaving used toilet paper behind. I'm telling you, it's like we're not even a free country anymore. They say it's been found throughout the park and create several problems, not to mention that nobody wants to step in it. Officials add that burying toilet paper can be harmful to the environment because it takes years to decompose. They suggest bringing a sealable plastic bag and depositing the waste in a proper trash bin.
Yeah.
I can't help but agree with that.
Cross Yosemite off of my... my list of places to visit, along with Barcelona.
Yes, and we're not going to explain that reference. If you didn't listen yesterday,
yeah,
that's on you.
Go watch the, go listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Let's see, some good news. How about that? A 24-year-old guy in Florida named Cade Wessel married his high school sweetheart 6 years after predicting it would happen in his yearbook. They've known each other since sixth grade, but they only started dating senior year. The quote he chose to run under his senior picture in the yearbook says, quote, $20 I marry Sarah Dill. He flashed a 20 as they walked down the aisle this spring.
Yeah, good for them. That was a very bold prediction to make there. A 78-year-old man in Massachusetts named Tony Palladino trying to track down the woman who saved his life at a Rolling Stones concert. She saw him collapse at the start of their show on May 30th and climbed over several rows of seats to give him CPR. Fittingly, the song Start Me Up was playing when it happened, and he ended up having a double bypass, and he's doing great now. He doesn't know her name, but wants to thank her and give her a very big hug.